I thank the distinguished representative of the UK for his comments, and I think that we are getting dangerously close to that discussion about levels of ambition, and we see that we get into what would be the preferences of delegations, which is an area that I'll try to the best of my abilities to avoid at this juncture. But just for argument's sake, I would think that, I mean, we appear to be bent on believing that the existence of a legally binding text would be enough to change things on the field. But I would argue that there are other tests that need to be taken into account. And the very first one is whether such instrument is effective, whether the quality of the norms that have been developed are the ones that will actually tackle all the different aspects of the question. Secondly, whether it will be abided by, so then it brings the question of the universalization. And then if whether we'll be able to verify the implementation of the agreement. So I think that this is a multi-layered question, and I don't see it in such binary terms as from time to time it might be displayed here in our discussions. So I would plead with colleagues also to have those things in mind so that we avoid being drawn into what could very easily appear to be a debate with some wanting something, others wanting something else, and those are in the light of those are on the side of the light, and the others are on the side of the shadow. What I try to propitiate with our discussion is something very similar to what we have been having this week, in which people coming from different quarters, having different levels of ambitions and perceptions, were able to undertake a very meaningful dialogue, and respecting each other's positions, try to engage and operate in the same vein. And I think that this is I think that's why I decided to be a diplomat. That's the beauty of things. That the people that are seeing the problems from different perceptions, even still retaining their national views, are capable to engage in a dialogue among equals to try to come up with some sort of formulation that will try to meet the different perceptions and national positions. I have the Russian Federation in my list.